This list all teaches to put aside the behaviors that are characteristic of non-Christians and replace them with characteristics of believers.
这个清单就是这个清单上说，我们需要我们放下一些这个非信徒通常诊所的行为，而是要是去代替他们用信徒能够经常做的一些行为。
Believe in Jesus is to repent.
相信耶稣就是悔改。
At some point, every Christian's life, we realize that our lives are headed in the wrong direction.
在每个人生命中，在某一刻，你可能认识到你自己在一个错误的方向在走。
As we believe in Jesus' sacrifice for our sins, we trust Him for our salvation.
我们相信耶稣为我们的罪的牺牲，所以我们也相信他给我们的一个救赎。
At this moment, we receive eternal life.
在这个时候，我们就得到永生的生命。
But eternal life is more than just a promise that when you die, you will live.
但是永生的生命并不仅仅是一个神的应许，我们在天堂里面，当我们死了之后，跟天堂里面还在一起。
This eternal life begins now as a promise that we will be more and more like God while on earth.
永恒的生命其实从现在就开始，就是要我们像更像耶稣，在这个世上的生命更像耶稣。
Jesus is with us, and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, lives within us.
耶稣和我们在一起，圣灵也和我们在一起。
So these lists of vices and virtues tell us that we turn away from old ways and now live according to the holiness of God.
这一个对比这个清单，这个罪恶和美的这个单清单，告诉我们应该远离我们以前的做事的行为。Peter
begins this section telling us that to end sin is to suffer in the flesh.
彼得在这个经节里面告诉我们，在肉体的受苦的话，就是这个与罪断绝。And
this is to follow the example of Jesus.
这是耶稣的一个例子。There
seems to be two levels of suffering.
这个就好像有两个层次的这个受苦。Peter
is describing here. On one hand, there's physical external suffering associated with persecution.
在一个层次上是讲的是我们肉体上的这个受苦，因为会受到这逼迫啊。
Some in Peter's audience were physically persecuted.
当时那个彼得的一些听众，他们有些人是身体上就是被逼迫的。
Perhaps they were persecuted to a point that they had to leave their homes and be scattered abroad.
他们有人可能会被迫离开他们的家园，甚至散居到别的地方。And
this could be similar to what ISIS is doing now in Syria and in Iraq.
这个有点像我们今天在伊拉克或者这个叙利亚这个 ISIS 他们对基督徒做的事情一样。
Going around to Christian homes and writing the Arabic letter noon.
他们到这个基督徒的家里面，在他门口放上这个一个符号。
And the noon stands for Nazareth, as Jesus of Nazareth.
这个符号代表是拿撒勒，因为耶稣是拿撒勒来的这个人嘛。
They mark it all the Christian doors, and they ask the Christians there to either pay a heavy fine, or renounce their faith, or be killed.
他把这个符号放在基督徒的家门口上面，告诉他们要么就付很高的罚款，或者是你放弃你们的信仰，或者甚至被杀害。
So Jesus' suffering on the cross is similar to this. He was innocent, yet he suffered to pay the penalty for our sin.
耶稣在十字架上的受苦就有点像这个一样。他是耶稣是无辜的，但是他受苦为了我们的罪在十字架上代价。
But it's also important to know that not all Christians are always being persecuted.
同时，我们也重要的意识到，并不是所有的基督徒都是受逼迫的。
In America today, we have very little persecution due to our faith.
在美国，今天的美国，我们有很少有这个基督徒因为他们信仰受到逼迫。
Nevertheless, the end of sin is still suffering in the flesh.
但是这个为肉体的受苦是仍然是一个罪的断绝。
And what I mean is this.
我意思是这样子。
To stop sinning, we must put away the things that the flesh desires. We deny our flesh.
如果要停止犯罪的话，我们也必须放弃一些我们肉体所渴望的东西，而且要。
This is why Peter can write.
这是为什么彼得这么写
Whoever suffers in the flesh has ceased from sin.
如果你在肉体上受苦的话，你就与罪相隔绝。
So we need to have the attitude of Jesus Christ to follow the desires of God rather than the flesh.
所以我们要有这个耶稣的这个态度一样，因为听从神的愿望，而不是肉体的愿望。
This is his prayer in the garden. Father, if you're willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet not what I want.It will be done, not mine.
这是耶稣在这个花园里面的一段这个祷告。他说：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯拆去。然而，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”
The viceless is characteristic of people without God.
这个罪恶的这个清单的话，实际上是这个不信主的这个人一个特点。
Before we came to Christ, our life is filled by the desires and the pleasures of the flesh.
在我们认识主之前，满足我们肉体的欲望和快乐是我们做的。
As Christians, we have changed hearts.
但是当我们成为信基督徒之后，我们的心意改变了。
We're no longer controlled by these passions of flesh, such as drunkenness, orgies, adultery, and debauchery.
但是我们通常是被这个肉，以前我们是被这个肉体的一些激情所控制，像这个醉酒啊，荒淫，拜偶像，还有邪淫。
We're now controlled by the Holy Spirit.
但是现在我们就被圣灵所控制。
The guiding principle in our lives have changed.
在我们生活之中，执行我们的这个原则。完全改变了。
Instead of trying to maximize our pleasures for a short time on earth, we maximize our enjoyment for eternity.
我们不再是在这个世界上寻求这个短期的这个快乐，而且我们是看到这个永生。
Where our eyes have been opened, we realize that there will be a judgment coming.
我们的眼睛被打开，因为我们知道这个最后审判会到来。
You see, how we see the world determines quite a bit of what we do.
你们也看到我们怎么样看这个世界就决定我们怎么样去做一些事情。
And because we see the world differently than the non-Christians are surprised that we don't do the things they do.
因为我们看这个世界和非信徒是不一样的，所以他们有时候会很奇怪我们做一些事情他们不理解。
Let me give you an example. This is a pretty sad example.
我想给你们一个例子，这是一个很可悲的例子。
In West Africa, the Ebola outbreak is occurring. East Africa. Yeah, West Africa. Yep.
在西非的这个一些地区，现在有这个伊巴拉的这个病毒在爆发了。
Ebola virus is spread by contact with blood or other bodily fluids.
这伊巴拉的这个病毒是通过血液或者其他的体液来传染的。
And once contracted, the virus becomes symptomatic in about 2 weeks.
一旦感染之后，这个病毒会在两个星期之内会发作。
50-90% chance of fatality.
50-90%的机会就会丧命。
One problem with containing the outbreaks is education.
一个问题很大问题，对这个要控制这个传染病的爆发是这个教育的问题。
And the general public in many areas of Liberia really have a mistrust of doctors and officials.
在西非的一些地方，很多人对这个医生呢，或者是这个官员，他们很不信任。
So they view the officials who are holding this Ebola clinics as being oppressive.
他们认为他们这个当局把这些患病的人放在一个地方诊所，是一个压迫他们的事情。
Instead, seeing Ebola patients are being treated in clinics as a medical treatment.
实际上他们这些病人在这个诊所被放集中那里是得到一些医疗的方面的这个。
They think the Ebola victims are being held hostage.
但是他们以为这些人被关在那里作为一个人质一样。
So last week, some armed men attacked some of these Ebola centers, freeing the patients.
所以上个星期有一些这个武装，都是武装的一些人就。袭击这些诊所，他们想解放这些病人。
You see, the armed men didn't understand that the doctors and officials were trying to help the patient.
这些武装手术武装人，他们没有意识，不知道这个医生和当局是为了。
So in their mind, these patients need to be freed.
在他们的脑袋里面想，他们这些病人应该被解放。
Furthermore, these clinics have resources such as blankets, which may be a little bit bloody but can be reused.
他们甚至有些那个想到一些诊所的毯子，带血的毯子，他们用。
So they stole these blankets full of germs to be used in their pumps.
他们就是抢到这些带血的毯子去再次重复利用。
To us, their conduct doesn't make any sense.
对我们来说，他们这个行为好像就是很奇怪的，我们不能理解。
But they do this because this is how they see the world.
他们这么做是因为他们看世界是从他们的角度。
It is the same with those who do not know Jesus.
同样的道理是对如果不认识耶稣的人来说。
They do not fear judgment, so they live in a certain way.
他们也不感觉到有这个审判，他们会按他们的自己的方式去生活。
And we who know God must live differently.
我们像我们如果知道神的话，我们要有一个不同的生活。
And those who see how we live are surprised by how we live because they don't understand.
那些人看见我们怎么生活，他们可能是很奇怪，因为他们不理解我们为什么这么生活。
So with this different outlook on life, verses 7 through 11 tells us how we're supposed to live.
在这个经节的七到十一节提到这个我们到底怎么样应该怎么样来生活。
Instead of according to our passions of our flesh, we're supposed to live by love, by exercising the gifts of the Spirit.
不是应该靠我们肉体的这个激情去生活，而是应该靠圣灵给我们的爱来生活。
Jesus tells his disciples, "The world will know you by your love for one another."
耶稣告诉他的门徒们世界的人会认识你们，因为你们爱互相爱，因为你们爱，互相相爱。
And Peter in this passage explains how this is going to work out.
彼得在这里就给我们解释到这个是怎么回事。
We could spend a lot of time on each one of these virtues listed here.
我们也可以花很多时间在每一个这个罪恶和这个美德方面。
I want to draw your attention on the main idea that to love is what God wants us to do.
但是我想让你们更注意集中力在这个爱和神要我们从爱出发做什么。
And this gift of grace enables us to love.
这个爱是神的恩典。
Instead of being self-centered and caring about meeting the pleasures of our flesh, God transforms us to become people characterized by love.
不是这个自我中心，而且是自己的从自己的肉体的快乐出发来考虑，能让我们完全改变了我们，让我们能够过一个爱为中心的生活。
We now consider others as being more important than ourselves. We seek to give joy to others rather than seek our own desires.
我们会考虑别人是比我们更重要的，而且我们不愿意给快乐与别人。我们不是寻求我们自己的快乐。
This love is not natural.
这个爱并不是因为自然的。
It is impossible without the work of grace.
可以说没有神在我们生命中的恩典的话，我们是很难做出来的。
We're called to live in a community characterized by love.
我们神要求我们过一个在以爱为中心的这个生活。
Guided by God.
被神的听神的指导
，energized by His Spirit，
被圣灵所感动。
There's a lot of debate among Christians concerning the idea of spiritual gifts.
有很多的这个辩论关于基督徒的这个在基督徒当中关于这个圣灵的恩赐的问题。
But from this passage, we can gain some insight into what spiritual gifts are.
从这一段的经文，我们可以看到一些道理。这个圣灵的这个恩赐是什么
？We see that every believer has at least one gift.
我们想对每一个基督徒来说，都至少有一个恩赐。
And that gifts are given that we may love one another.
这个恩赐给我们，所以我们可以彼此相爱。
It seems to be many kinds of gifts. It's various gifts.
这个好像有各种各样的这个恩赐。
That can be divided into two categories.Serving and speaking gifts.
它可以被分成两个大类，一个是 服侍的恩赐，另外一个是讲道的恩赐。
And the ultimate goal of these gifts is to love one another and to give glory to God who gave us these gifts.
我们最终的目标是我们用这个神给我们的恩赐来彼此相爱，而且荣耀神，因为他是给我们这些恩赐的神。
So we're going to spend a little bit of time to consider how these gifts work out.
那我们就下面花点时间来看看这些恩赐怎么样，怎么样这个，怎么回事。
So as some of you know, there's a number of us here who are going to Chicago to play in basketball tournament next week.
有些人可能知道我们下个星期我们会有一些人去芝加哥打一个篮球的锦标赛。
And we'll be playing against some Chinese churches from the area.
我们会和一些来自这个中西部的区域的一些华人教会打篮球赛。
In many ways, a church is kind of like a basketball team.
在很多程度上说，这个教会就像一个篮球队一样。
Over the last few weeks, our team learned much about how to play together as a team.
在过去的几个星期，我们这个篮球队已经学着怎么样一起做一个队来打球。
We also made some missteps in how to play as a team.
我们也当然犯了一些错误，在我们的这个学习过程中。
But we're learning from those.
我们从中学到了很多东西。
We learned that no two players are alike.
我们知道没有两个的选手是完全一样的。
Each has different talents.
每个人有他不同的这个才能。
Some will be able to handle the ball better.
有些人可能带球比较好。
Others will pass better.
有些人可能传球比较好。
And other people will be able to play defense better.
有些人可能防守比较好。
And truthfully, there are some people that are just better than others.
说实话，其实有些人可能比另外的要打得更好。
And some won't see as many minutes as others.
所以有些人在场上的时间可能就没有那些人多。
But in order for us to do well, we need to function as a team.
但是你们要这个队伍要成功的话，你必须要是一个队伍。
The lesser players have a role.
每一个选手都有他的这个角色。
And each player must understand their own weaknesses and strengths.
每一个选手都应该知道他的这个强项和弱项。
The difference between a great team and a poor one is of talent and of unity.
一个好队伍和一个差的队伍的区别的话，只在于这个才能和这个队的这个团结和。Without
talent, a team cannot compete.
如果没有这个才能的话，这个队伍是很难赢，很难去比赛的。But
with talent and no unity, the team is still dysfunctional.
但是如果只有才能而没有一个合一的团结的话，这个队伍也很难去竞争。We
asked Tim to be a coach so he can help us figure out. How to function better as a team.
我们要听众给我们做我们的教练，所以他帮助我们怎么样成为一个更好的一个。
We need to figure out what positions we can play.
我们需要找到哪一个正好的位置，可以打哪个位置。
To magnify our strength and to minimize our weakness.
所以我们可以把我们的强项放大，把我们的弱项可以最小化。
The team has a goal.
这个队伍有一个目标。
And each teammate must make personal sacrifices for the unity of the team.
每一个队员都应该做一些个人的牺牲，为了这个队伍的这个合一。
In the same way, each person in the body of Christ has a role.
同样道理，在我们教会里的每个人也有这个角色。
In terms of talent, there is no lack of talent in the church.
关于这个才能的话，其实在教会里我们不缺乏才能。
Because it is God who gives us the talent.
因为神给我们每个人一个
God by grace gives us this gift.
通过神的恩典，我们得到这些恩典。We're saved.
We have a spiritual gift. As we grow, we exercise a spiritual gift, and we get better at it.
当我们被得救的时候，我们神就给了我们一个圣灵的恩赐。当我们在用这些圣灵恩赐的时候，我们也变得越来越好。And
like a team. We must, as a church, must recognize each other's strengths and weaknesses.
就像一个队伍一样，我们在教会里也认识到每一个人的强项和弱项。
And we must realize that no one person can do everything.
我们就是要意识到，在教会里每一个人可以做所有的事情。
But everyone must contribute to the church.
但是每个人都必须在教会里有所贡献。
I guess one question as we consider spiritual gifts is, there's a question that often comes up is, are gifts different from natural talents?
Or ability.
For people who may be gifted at teaching, they may ask, did I have this gift of teaching before I saved?
有些人他们可能更会教别人，但是他可能我想这个他这个教的才能是以前就有的，还是他被得救之后才有？
Or is it something that supernaturally appears at the moment I'm saved?
或者是什么？是不是当他们在得救那一刻，突然的就有了这个才能呢？
I would say that's not a practical question.
我想这个其实不是那么实际的一个问题。
Because everything we have should be used to serve God.
所有一切我们都有的应该用来服侍神。
Be a gift that appears the moment that we're saved or a talent that God has given us before we're saved, we use it for God.
不管是我们以前与生俱来的能力，或者是神给我们在我们得救之后给我们的能力，我们都应该用来服侍神。
The point of the gift is that we're to use whatever God gives to serve God by loving other.
所以这个恩赐的这个重点是我们不管是什么样的恩赐，我们都要用它来。
In what ways are you gifted to love one another?
在哪个方面你觉得你是有恩赐的？
Are you good at serving?
是不是对服侍方面有恩赐呢？
Are you hospitable?
你是不是热情好客呢？
You have ability to make people comfortable at your home.
你是不是让别人到你家的时候他会很放松呢？
Are you able to seek, find, and help those people who have physical needs?
你是不是可以寻求帮助那些在身体上有需要的人呢？
Are you an encourager?
你是一个鼓励别人的人吗？
Do people hear your words and find mercy?
那你的话的时候，他们是不是能感受到这个仁慈？
Are you able to speak the truth in love and grace to people who are distressed?
当人们在很都有压力的时候，你是不是从你的他们说话中能？ 感受到你的这个真理和恩慈呢？
Whatever gift you have, use it.
不管是你是什么样的恩慈的话，用大大的使用它们。
Use it to the ability that God has given you.
用神给你的能力去。
And depend on His strength.
依靠神的大能。
Too often we think of gifts as things that enable the Sunday service to take place.
通常我们会认为这个圣灵的恩赐是一些东西让我们星期天的这个服侍，星期天的这个崇拜可以运作的。We
say we need Sunday school teachers.
比方说我们需要一个主日学的老师。Actually,
we do need Sunday school teachers.
对，我们真的是需要主日学老师。Who
has the gift of teaching?
也有这个教导的这个恩赐呢。
We need some people to welcome at the welcome table. Who has the gift of hospitality?
我们需要有人在这个我们的欢迎台。谁有这个好客这个天赋恩赐呢？
We want an evangelistic team. Who has the gift of evangelism?
我们也需要一个我们有一个福音组的。我们这个福音组也需要有那个传福音的这个听恩赐。We
need a piano player.
我们需要一个弹钢琴的。Hopefully,
that's the special gift of music, right?
但是这是一个特殊的音乐的这个恩赐。Oh,
we need interpreter.
我们需要一个翻译。You
have to get the tongues. Come up.
也有这个语言方面的这个恩赐呢。
But we must think of these gifts not only being exercised on Sundays.
而且我们必须考虑这个恩赐不仅仅是用在这个星期天的服侍上面。Our
gifts must be used throughout the week.
我们这个恩赐应该都用在一周的每天。In
your interactions with one another.
当你与别人这个有交互的时候。Of
course, your gifts have to be used during the service time.
当然我们想人们用他们的恩赐在我们服侍的时候。But
the way Peter writes about these gifts is not really just about service itself, but it's about our community life. How do we live our lives?
但是彼得跟我们讲到这样，其实不仅仅是我们在这个崇拜的时候这段时间用我们的恩赐，而是讲我们怎么样把我们恩赐用在这个社区，用在日常的生活中。Do
we need to love one another only during service times?
我们需要大家互相相爱，只是在这个崇拜的时候吗？
Of course not.
当然不是这样的。
For gifts are to be exercised all the time.
我们的恩赐应该被用于所有的时候。
However, this time of corporate worship is important.
当然我们在这里聚会崇拜的时间的时候是很重要的。
It's a starting place for us to be together.
这是一个开始我们可以大家在一起的一个契机。
Together as we focus on worshiping God.
所以我们可以大家聚精会神在一起。在一起崇拜神，而且我们过基督徒的生活。
Our meeting times together is a good start to learn how to love one another.
我们聚会的时间是一个很好的开始，让我们可以学习怎么样互相相爱。
Don't be so quick to just go your own ways after service. Get to know one another.
不要在这个崇拜之后很快就离开，而且要用个机会知道要认识。彼此认识更多一点。
You can't serve and love one another without knowing one another.
你很难，你如果不认识、不了解、互相不了解的话，你很难是。
Also, commit to be at service regularly.
而且你也我们也希望你能够参与这个服事。
Most of us think when we miss service, we miss our opportunity to worship God.
很多人认为我们如果没有来今天的崇拜的话，我们就是。错过了一个机会来敬拜神。
But when we miss service, we're really actually not just missing something apart. The whole church is missing you.
但实际上我们你如果没有来这个星期天的崇拜的话，其实我们整个教会都缺了你。
The whole church misses out on your contribution to the body.
我们的教会也缺乏了你这一块对神的贡献。
Of course, some might call to travel for business or for school.
但是有，当然我们有些人因为有出差啊，或者是学校的原因要出差在外。
In that case, blessed churches around where you are with the gifts that you have.
在这种情况下的时候，你应该去祝福那些你去的地方的那些附近的教会。
We may miss you here.
我们可能会见不到你的这里。
But God may use your gifts wherever He places you.
但是神可以用你的恩赐在你所在的地方。
So, brothers and sisters in Christ,
所以兄弟姐妹
we no longer simply care for the desires of our own flesh.
我们不再是仅仅是关心我们自己肉体的这个欲望。
We look outward to others.
我们向外看到别人的。
We're willing to suffer in the flesh so that we can put others first and love them with the gifts that God has given us.
我们愿意在我们的肉体上受苦，所以我们可以把别人放在前面，而且我们也爱他们，用神给我们的这个恩赐爱他们。
Instead of looking out for ourselves as number one, we are part of a community that loves and serves one another with words.
尤其是把我们自己放在第一位，我们更是成为一个社区的一部分，而且爱互相相爱，而且互相扶持。
Priority to love those in the church.
我们有一个优先次序到我们爱教会的。
By servants of Christ, those have a way a responsibility to love those outside the church.
除了我们爱教会的之外，我们也有这个责任去爱教会之外的。
We must be a servant to all.
我们必须是一个是对，我们必须是一个。仆人对所有人来说，我们都应该是一个仆人的态度。
Through our love, God is glorified.
通过我们的爱，神被荣耀。
You see, we're saved not only for our own sake, but we're saved that our actions, how we love one another, inside and outside church, can bring glory to God.
所以你们看到我们被拯救，不仅仅是我们自己的原因，我们被拯救是因为我们。可以用我们的行为去爱其他的人，甚至教会内的教会外的人，这样我们可以把荣耀带给神。
And Peter's words in the last part of verse 11 reach.
我们先用彼得的这一句话作为最后的总结。
That in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ, to Him be the glory and the power forever and ever.
叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀权柄都是他的，直到永永远远，阿门。
看回应诗歌。 一生救主管理，愿献身祭为活祭，我双手为主做工，因被主慈爱感动，因被主慈爱感动，愿我脚为主走路，步步遵从主吩咐，愿我口是唱颂扬，赞美我荣耀君王，赞美我荣耀君王。 Take my silver and my gold, not my tool I withhold, take my moments and my days, let them flow in Caesar's praise, let them flow in Caesar's praise, take my will and make thy thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thy own, it shall be thy royal throne, it shall be thy royal throne.
Every month we partake the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is a memorial act focusing on the suffering of Christ that we talk about. We imitate the suffering of Christ, but the bread and the cup represent the body and the blood of Jesus.
Every year we have a Holy Communion time. Our Holy Communion is, we remember Jesus.